Santa Monica is no longer safe. Commercial property owner. Santa Monica is a small city with a big name and a growing problem. According to the 2020 U.S. Census, the beachside tourist destination has a little over 90,000 residents squeezed into a tad over 8 square miles. Last year, over 5 million tourists visited from all over the world, according to Santa Monica Travel and Tourism, which promotes Santa Monica as a travel destination. But some are now saying that may change as homelessness and crime are on the rise, and businesses are leaving and tourists aren't visiting. With public safety a growing issue, one resident, who manages over 700,000 square feet of commercial space in Los Angeles County, says his Santa Monica properties are becoming harder to lease. "I saw that Santa Monica was underperforming. And usually that's a sign that something's going wrong with the social-economic fabric of the city," Santa Monica resident and real estate asset manager John Alle told Epoch TV's California Insider in a recent episode. Mr. Alle is also co-founder of the Santa Monica Coalition, a group of over 5,000 Santa Monica commercial tenants, residents, and property owners who have been vocal in the city over increasing concerns regarding public safety. The coalition hung a sign in December 2022 on Mr. Alle's then temporarily vacant storefront on 3rd Street Promenade, an outdoor dining and shopping area that reads, "Santa Monica is not safe. Crime, depravity, outdoor mental asylum." The storefront was vacated again in February after its most recent tenant asked for their money back in less than a week due to safety concerns and homeless urinating on the property's windows during the day, according to Mr. Alle. "Once vacated," he said, "break-ins were happening too often, so he boarded it up. My windows were being smashed every 60 days," he said. Locals are feeling the impact from Santa Monica's soft stance on homelessness and limited police authority, with drug use in plain sight and panhandlers sleeping near all the popular attractions in the city, he said. "Residents are seeing it for themselves. Homeless in the alleys. They're seeing dumpster fires, individuals defecating, shooting up heroin crystal meth. Our city workers are being attacked, stabbed. Safety's an issue, we hear all the time," he said. According to the 2023 homeless count held in January, 926 people in Santa Monica were experiencing homelessness. That's just over 2% of Los Angeles's current homeless population of 46,000. But based on a city's size, Santa Monica has more homelessness per square mile, averaging about 110 per square mile, whereas the city of Los Angeles has 99. Fueling the increase, in part, may be a county-funded and operated needle distribution program, according to Mr. Alle, which he said has been operating quietly since 2019 inside the city's parks. The program was also available in a 7-Eleven parking lot and on the promenade, but was stopped at the latter locations after residents and business owners complained. It's the only open-air needle distribution in the country. And interestingly, Governor Newsom voted against this. He did not want publicly funded for quote-unquote unintended consequences, he said during the episode. In August 2022, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed Senate Bill 57, which would have allowed so-called safe injection sites where drug users can openly use drugs with social workers on standby to treat overdoses and other harm reduction programs to open and receive state funds in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Oakland. In Santa Monica, the overdose prevention program, which is overseen by the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health's Division of Substance Abuse Prevention and Control, currently distributes syringes, first aid kits, opioid overdose reversal medication, and hygiene kits every Friday at 3 city parks, according to a spokesperson for the department in an email to the Epoch Times last month. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, nearly 72% of Santa Monica residents live in apartments, which Mr. Alle mentioned as a key reason why the parks are so important in the recent California Insider episode. "We want it out of the parks. The parks belong to the people. Those are backyards for the residents," Mr. Alle said of the program. The coalition's sign was revised in May to include a QR code, asking residents to sign a petition to move the needle distribution program out of the city's parks. Since it was initiated in March, over 13,000 have signed requesting city officials to force the county to move the program indoors instead. Nobody's being prosecuted for the open use of drugs on our sidewalks and in our parks. I could take you into any park now or show you videos, and there'd be someone lighting up right now or doing a drug deal, he said. Santa Monica City Council members claim they did not know about the program until Mr. Alla began pressing the issue last year during council meetings. There was never any discussion. We never really talked about it in city council meetings. It's never been agendized, so it was kind of a shocker for me to just hear that that was going on, City Councilman Oscar De La Torre told the Epoch Times in an interview last month. According to Mr. Alla, around half of the properties on the promenade are now vacant in the once-thriving shopping area, as the growing homeless issue has made it difficult for business owners to find employees, forcing some to shut down. He said after talking with some property owners on the promenade, he learned some businesses are shoplifted as often as every hour. But crime statistics aren't rising since thieves escape before police arrive, and now most businesses don't even call authorities, he said. Some hotel owners say they are experiencing a decline in stays because of the issue. The general managers tell us that their reservations for 3 to 5 days made in advance are being cut short and cancelled once the tourists come because they don't feel safe, Mr. Alla said. John Farzam, co-owner of the Shore Hotel located on Pacific Coast Highway near the Santa Monica Pier, told city councilors in a June 13 city council meeting that hotel owners' losses are stacking up because of the city's growing homelessness problem. I'm here this evening on behalf of several large hotel operators in Santa Monica to plead for your help in addressing what's become an untenable situation of homelessness, crime, harassment, and filthy conditions on Ocean Avenue and Palisades Park, he said during the meeting. Mr. Alla said for things to change, it needs to begin with leadership from the city council. Everyone's feeling it. It's a matter of will from the city. The city leaders need to address this with more police. They need to take away from some of the other funding, he said. City funds have gone towards the hiring of unarmed public safety ambassadors that patrol on bikes, segways, and on foot, but without being armed, they're not well equipped to handle threats, he added. Business owners also have plans to hire private security, he said, but they will also be unarmed. I can't tell you how many guns I've seen with homeless and knives. But if the guards can't carry even mace for their own protection, and the city employees can't, they're in danger, he said.